Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Demon Seed.
Broadcast, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Have you had a can? Will you have a can of lager tonight? Or?
I'm on a diet, mate. Keep telling you. I'm gonna have a drink on the weekend, but I'm just dieting hard all week.
What about like gin and vodka are very low calorifically, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm going to the cricket in Old Trafford. I don't really want to drink vodka from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
Who's playing?
Shape you'd be in.
Who's playing? Just bring four bottles with you, all right, lads? What time's the cricket on? It's been on for 6 hours, Mike. What?
It was yesterday, Mike. Remember?
Oh, fuck.
Well, you drank four bottles of vodka and you died and you're in heaven.
Oh, God. So you won't have a drink at all?
I'll have a drink of the cricket, yeah.
Yeah. Would you?
I won't be drinking vodka.
How will you get to
especially won't be drinking vodka in a cricket ground, paying about £12 for a vodka.
Sneak your own, take a hot water bottle. Say you've got arthritis and you need the hot water bottle to keep your legs warm. And then just drink a load of fucking vodka from a hot water bottle.
That tastes like rubber.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of warm, rubbery vodka.
That's nice. That is
fucking
nice.
Dating tips by John Rutledge.
That is nice. If you're going somewhere and it's a bit expensive, why not take a hot water bottle full of vodka?
It's not a bad shout, actually.
That's a good idea. If anyone questions, you tell them you've got arthritis and it's your right to have warm knees. That's what I
How would they test it?
They wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't be able to.
All you'd have to do is put some sort of tube inside it, right? Just like a test tube, but jam it in after it's full. Fill that with water, hot water, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you get to security, you go, what is it? Just undo it, just pour it out. See, look at this, taste this. Hot water, dickhead. You've got arthritis.
You're done. Have you seen those binoculars?
Walk in there and drink a whole hot water bottle full of vodka. It's about 2 litres.
Get fucking battered and get rubber poisoning at the same time.
You look like one of those Russian people who inject petrol.
Yeah. Just turn up and then put a load of like Gabba on.
The kind of crocodile, is it? What's that stuff that you were using before?
Yes, remember? Yes, that was the one. Oh, what, imagine doing that. Injecting
homemade,
that.
Homemade, like, oh, Christ.
What I want is a drug.
If you're drinking warm, hot water bottles full of vodka, you're only one step away, really, mate.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, what you want with a drug is something that just turns your skin into scales and then it sort of causes your arms and legs to actually fall off, you know? So that's the drug that you...
Bit of good buzz, though, apparently.
Massive. For the first sort of week. And then I think your eyesight goes and you just lie in a bed sort of bleeding out of a load of sores, I think, you know.
But as I said, a good buzz at first, though.
Yeah, first hit is always the best. Should we start this one? How do we begin it? Should we do an intro? We haven't done an intro for a while, have we?
Oh, yeah, let's do a proper intro.
Okay.
Let's talk about the name of the pod, what it's all about. A little bit about me and you, and then we'll get into it proper like pod stuff.
Okay.
Introduce the guests, who we're going to bring on later on the show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Do we do hi, guys? Hi, guys.
Yeah. So keep it as modern as possible.
Okay.
A lot of hi, guys, a lot of make some noise, that sort of shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Have you got like an Instagram name, you know, like mbubs372?
I think I have got an Instagram name, but I think it's probably just Mike Bubbins.
Okay. because you need something like
that. For the longest time, the only thing on my Instagram was a picture of my wardrobe. Because I was no, it was actually my sideboard. So I was trying out my camera on my phone.
And you took a picture of that?
Yes. Sideboard. But now we get other stuff on that as well now.
Sideboard Pete, you could call yourself that. What's up, guys? Sideboard Pete back again with another video. Don't forget to smash and like that subscribe button. We're back and we're about to unbox some things. Come on, join us. Don't forget, we'll be putting Mentos in lemonade or cola or fucking whatever it is later on. And also, I'll be filming stuff in slow motion. And on top of that, Mike's going to review magic. A film. Magic.
Now, before I review the film, though, I will be hitting like a balloon, essentially, full of water.
No.
With a tennis racket in slow motion. So be sure to smash like and subscribe.
Hit up that button. Hit up that button. Do it now. It's amazing.
And then we'll be going over to America, where my little cunt of a nephew will be unboxing stuff from various toy stores and talking about it. And then we get a lot of free shit. And then I'm going to homeschool my kids because they'll be so bullied. Because I've lived their whole life online to try and line my own pockets. They'll be so damaged. It'll be absolutely fucking brilliant. And then we'll get a tutor in. It'll be brilliant. And we'll call it the Davises because that's my name. And it'll be brilliant. And Davis is at home. And then we'll do like the kids will do quizzes and word searches. And on a rainy day, we'll play like hide and seek in my big fucking house. Paid for by a bunch of other cunts who want us to flog their fucking tat on my 24-hour-a-day YouTube channel, which is fucking knackering my own kids' lives up.
Yeah. I'm going to drive a car off my dick.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fucking brilliant. Yeah. You've got to tell them the name of the car first. Say it's like a Daihatsu fucking wank track.
Yeah, I've got a Daihatsu wank track.
Two-wheel
drive.
Right. Get about fucking 9 GoPros in there and a fucking drone.
Yeah, two-wheel drive.
Some other cunts to watch.
I'm going to drive it over my own dick and it's going to be amazing. Come on. Let's do this.
You did that, mate. You have over 20 million subscribers.
It's true. It's fucking
people will watch any old. I just want to say, by the way, that the cunt in America I was talking about was my nephew.
Yeah.
Is not my actual nephew who lives in America. He's a lovely kid. That was the fictional character that I was talking about. Well, I'm going to call David Davis.
Good name.
Not the politician. No, not the politician.
But, you know, it could be.
It was his nephew.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, that's the intro done with, so we're sorted on that. That's don't forget to drive a car over your own dick, but it'll be a car of a certain brand that I own because I'm a dick.
And if you drive a car over your own dick, I'll give you $10,000.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, you can fuck off because I've got loads of followers and you haven't, but I haven't got any friends and I don't have any friends and I'll never have any friends. I'm a cock.
I'll buy friends, you sad fuckers.
Do you think I need friends? I've got likers and subscribers. They smash my like button every day.
Mate. You can keep your fucking friends.
I'm going to drink paint and die, but I'll have loads and loads of subscribers.
And I'm going to box Muhammad Ali. I'm going to dig him up and then box him. And then we're going to have a draw. And I'm going to ask for a rematch.
And I'm going to stick a pen in my eye.
I've got to stop saying the C word. But, I mean, those people do want
They drive me. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get 10 light bulbs and I'm going to stamp on them. And then when they've turned into powdered glass, I'm going to get a compressed air gun and I'm going to put it on my bum and I'm going to spray the compressed air at my bum and I'm going to bleed to death and I'm going to get likers and subscribers. Yeah.
The shit they watch.
Fuck it.
Blows my mind. Honestly.
Why?
These families with kids and they've all got their laptops in their house because they can't go to school.
No.
Because if they went to school, they couldn't be on fucking television 24 hours a day.
No. Fucking sickening. God. Makes me sick. I mean, you know.
Anyway, it's each their own, isn't it? Mm. If that's what they want to do.
Live and let live. That's what I say, Mike.
Live and let live. If I'm nothing, if not.
Yeah.
They used to say, live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
Wonderful.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, ba-da-da, live and let die. Dun, 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 dun.
That's me on the
Keynes. Wings or Paul McCartney? I can't remember.
I think it was Wings.
Yeah.
I think it was Wings. Quite a fan of. Have you heard a song, "Temporary Secretary" by? I think it's Wings.
No good.
Insane, yeah. Maka clearly smoking a lot of weed and making this amazing racket with some sort of weird
smashing
electronic
the old
instruments.
Herb. Good lad.
Yeah, mashing it into his brain. Lee Scratch Perry died, of course, this week.
I thought of you actually when I saw that. Uh-huh. You're a big fan of all things reggae.
Big fan of all things reggae. And Lee Scratch Perry, you know, what a great guy. Smoked loads of weed, burnt down
his own
studio.
Didn't know him, but he seems like a nice enough fella.
Cracking bloke. Absolutely cracking bloke. I'd hang out with him if I had the chance.
Well, you could know. Not really my thing, reggae, as we've discussed before.
You know, you're not a big fan. But
I like the way that, because I said I didn't like reggae, you assumed I hadn't heard any reggae, or what you would call proper reggae.
Yeah.
Then you should play me, including Lee Scratch Perry.
Yeah.
Proper reggae, in inverted commas, all the time, trying to convert me.
Yes.
And it didn't work because I don't like reggae. although once then, to prove that, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, as dickheads say.
Yeah.
You sent me a track, and I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But he was doing a song that got covered by the Communards or someone like that.
Right.
The original version was a reggae version. Was it Jimmy Somerville or something? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember
But
now.
It was an excellent song. I thought, fair play. John's actually found a reggae song I like.
We'll have to dig that out now. We're going to have to dig that out.
Yeah, find it.
Yeah, have a look.
So old Lee Scratch Perry. Was he Scratch because he was just, like, not like scratching records? That's after his time, surely.
Yeah, but before he popular for sort of the echo chamber effect and the dub remix and things like that. He smoked a lot of weed and he did a lot of product. He did a lot of stuff with Bob Marley and all the names you know, but a lot of stuff with the names that you'd be more into if you were a fan of the reggae genre, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as we know, I'm not.
You're not. You know, so that's fine. Mm. But he'd had enough of sort of gangsters trying to extradite money out of him, so he spent a considerable amount of time walking backwards, eating his own money, and then set fire to his own studio, which I think is a wonderful thing.
Did he?
Yeah.
Are you making that up?
No, that's completely true. Fantastic man that he just
ate his own money.
Yeah, he ate his own money, walked backwards for months on end, and then just set fire to his studio, the Black Ark.
Well, that is a lot of weed.
That is like a lot of weed. That's like a load of weed. And he kept chuffing it as well. He didn't.
That's not just like a 25-year-old bloke riding a mini, fucking BMX with a seat too low on it.
No, that's not someone who goes, lads, I don't think I'll have any tonight because last time we went to the pub, I couldn't go to the bar to order a drink. This is like
yeah,
someone
proper, who
had, you know, proper gunja weed. You know, he smashed it right into his face, right up to the end, you know. So big up to anyone who can manage that.
No woman, no cry.
No woman, no ganja, no madness. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, but
give me a Lee Scratch Perry song on my. Give me some names.
God, I mean, there's all sorts of, because he produced a lot of stuff as well. But you know the Prodigy. I'm gonna put on the iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. That's one of Lee Perry's tunes. He did that. That was Max Romeo did the tune, but Max Romeo, as you may or may not know, was kept off the number one spot during the, was it the Queen's Silver Jubilee, with a song called
Many Renata.
But he did a tune called Wet Dreams, and the lyrics went to, every night me go to bed, me have wet dream. Every night me go to bed, me have wet dream.
See, I listened to this.
And the next lyric, lie down, girlie, let me push it up, lie down. And when they said this song is pervy, he said, no, it's not. I've got a leaky roof, and it's all about trying to fix the roof, which I think is one, because it clearly is a song about being a...
Yeah, yeah, putting your woody up a vagina in a
mouth. You know, every night me go to bed, me have wet dream. That's a lot of wet dreams. Yeah, every night.
Every night, yeah. If it's every night, it's highly sexed, if nothing else.
You're sort of buying new mattresses left, right and centre.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I lasted a wet dream by 1986, but I mean...
Yeah, you know, that's it. Well, what you want to do if you want one...
I'll be honest, if I was having a wet dream every night, I'd either have a wank before I went to bed or I'd go see my GP.
Yeah. Well, what if you had a wet daytime?
Well, that's just me. That's just me.
Yeah, a wet awake where you're constantly leaking. You're just constantly leaking.
Or a wet nap.
Yeah.
You literally, you're watching the cricket. You just nod off for half an hour. And he woke up and he was spunking over the sofa.
Oh, I've had a wet nap. Oh, God.
Thinking about fucking Jeffrey Boycott.
Just even if you slightly relax, just the juice starts to just come out of you.
Juice. Juice.
Just.
Oh, almost had a wet nap again.
Oh, God. I was on the train. I was coming back from a busy day in London sightseeing. I just relaxed for five minutes. And when I woke up at Bristol Parkway,
watching the cricket.
Stuck to the
woke
chair.
Woke up on the sofa covered in Jacob's crackers and spunk.
Oh, dear. The fun you can have. The fun you can have.
Yeah. Great
but it's, that's what's great about this podcast. Not only do we look at the paranormal.
I love the paranormal.
You know, I mean, I love it as well. I mean, the fact that we put.
We love covering it in depth.
Yeah, I love. And we really are covering a lot of paranormal stuff.
Well, Scratch Perry's dead, isn't he?
Yeah. And that, again.
You just say we haven't been channeling the spirit.
Exactly.
Talking about him now.
You know, that's very true.
Who do you know who's dead? Who else do you know that's dead?
Gwog, yes. Remembering stuff. Here we go. This is a strong one. Right. Okay, let's have a look. Who's dead? Who's dead?
Gordon Kay off of Lola.
Yes, gone. Completely gone. But did survive an initial stick in the head during the big storms of 87, was it? Yeah, got a massive stick in his head, but survived that.
I think he did, yeah.
Died afterwards, so that's a good one. Who else is dead?
It wasn't hair stick, was it?
Who else has died? You can never think of them when you start to think about it.
No, yeah. I mean, people have definitely died.
Loads. Tons have gone over the years.
John Inman, of course.
Oh, Michael Jackson. He's gone. Completely gone.
On a Tuesday, actually. No, on a Tuesday. I was doing a gig that night.
Really? But funny enough, I was DJing at Glastonbury that night.
There you go.
And I'll never forget two things. I had a piss behind the DJ booth, and the other one was shouting down the microphone, "He's dead, he's dead. Michael Jackson's dead." And the crowd didn't believe me.
Well, I came out of a gig in Mad Dog Comedy in Swansea, very early day in my comedy career.
Yeah.
Doing an Edinburgh preview. I made a big piece about Michael Jackson's Moonwalker game, which I showed you, I think, before.
Yeah, you owned that. Sega? Cassette. A Sega game?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of comedy about that. And I came out with my mate Dave phoned me and said, Michael Jackson's dead. I said, don't mind me, mate. I've got an Edinburgh in 2 weeks. He's like, no, he is dead. It's on the news. And then, boom, fucking hell. Not with that so much to buy or leave. Jackson's dead, and I got to find 10 minutes of material quick.
Fuck. That's it.
Yeah.
Who else has died?
Although he never used it anyway. I thought, fuck him, he's dead. So,
Doesn't matter, does it? So much.
If anything, he was safer because he couldn't sue me for defamation.
The Mel and Kim, pop stars from the 80s. I think Mel.
One of those is dead, isn't it?
I think Mel's dead.
Tragic.
What other ones? Yeah, quite sad, that one, you know.
Paul Newman's dead. Robert Redford isn't.
Robert Redford's still going, but he will go very, very soon. I mean, he's got to be nearly 100 now.
Yeah.
He's got to be
Michael Douglas. 100.
Still dead? Still alive?
He's alive. He's alive, isn't he? But his old man is dead. Kirk Douglas.
But he lasted a very, very long time.
He was 100, but he managed to look older than he was.
Barbara Woodhouse, dead quite a long time.
Dead.
And again, for some of the listeners under sort of 45.
Well, 50 odd for that, I'd say.
Yeah. They won't 50. Remember Barbara Woodhouse, who was and then we move on.
When you could get on national television for making a dog sit down.
Absolutely. And getting an advertising deal with Win-A-Lot Prime.
She seemed to be on telly a lot just for going sit.
Yeah.
Sit. And she didn't really pronounce the T. And she had these various hand signals. And sit was almost like a closing of the elbow.
Yeah.
With an upturned palm on the hand. Sit.
It worked.
And But the thing is, everyone did it that way for a while. Then someone thought, you realize this is bollocks. You know, the dogs don't speak English and they don't know what that hand signal means.
No idea.
Do that in the wild.
Yeah.
Just so they give them a little tap on the bum and they'll learn that means sit down, sit. And then just next time they go sit and they all will sit.
And it works.
You don't need Barbara Woodhouse. You don't need a television series of Barbara Woodhouse in a tweed skirt and a jumper with a white blouse and an Whittacombe haircut and glasses.
Really big glasses as well.
Saying walkies.
No. And then leading on.
But she's dead. Well, she's definitely dead.
She's been dead for ages. Kenny Everett, of course, who used to sort of. You know, he's dead. He used to do
a bloody. Oh, yeah, but he was burning the candle at both ends. Wasn't he?
I tell you, Kenny Everett, amazing.
I'd rather go out like Kenny Everett went out than like Barbara Rush went up.
Guaranteed. You know, if you could live the life of Kenny Everett, I'd give both arms to live the life of Kenny Everett. You know?
Although I'm not homosexual.
No, but Kenny was, but, I'd go for it. I'd go for it 100%. I'd rip both my arms off. I'd go, come on, show me what it's all about. And I'd go for that.
Oh, get bum-dragged by Freddie Mercury, would you?
Why not? Because you'd have a couple of stories to tell. You'd have a couple of stories to tell. You know, exactly. I mean, Freddie's gone.
That'd be a fucking nice. Well, what a flipping. Imagine that for your claim to fame at a party.
Oh, it'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Like, yeah, mine used to be that I saw John Prescott once at Strensham Services.
Yeah, but imagine saying you'd had Freddie's cheese clamped between your teeth
in a massive nightclub. Yeah.
People would go mad for that. You could write a whole book about that. You could write
Your mates go, tell us a Freddie Mercury story again, Mike.
Oh, go on.
Oh, no. It was like the 80s and I was in this big party. And
yeah, in Berlin.
Loads of poppers all over the place and everything. Yeah. And just absolutely bummed. Within an inch of my life, by Freddie Mercury,
and he was brilliant. And then Kenny Everett came
great.
In.
And then I had my own Kenny Everett came in.
I got off with Kenny Everett, and then Barbara Woodhouse told me to sit, and that was it.
That's the '80s in a nutshell.
That is the '80s, basically. Isn't it? That is it.
You did say it was an '80s party.
Yeah,
that'll be my defence in court.
Yeah.
If I was done for lewd behaviour, I'd say, "Oi, it was an '80s party."
Yeah. Exactly.
It was an '80s party.
It's what we were all doing it at the time. It was the '80s. You know, that's what it was all about. Yeah. Fucking amazing. Absolutely.
Kids, they don't know they're born, do they?
No, they haven't got a clue. What do they do?
No, fucking hell. Sat Nothing. There playing Fortnite.
Oh, fucking
plugged
ridiculous.
Into the bloody like Neo, plugged into the World Wide Web.
The Matrix. And then they look
at
this.
They weren't getting a lead singer, a Queen plugged into them, were they?
No, fucking they weren't getting anything. But like, what is it? Love Island. What a bunch of What is that?
Oh,
fucking sickening.
Attention-seeking wankers.
Bunch of cocks just sitting there on an island. Get off with Daryl. Or get off with Janice.
I think I love Janice. I think I really like her, guys.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, there's real feelings for her, guys.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it was Dad's Army on a Sunday night and some sandwiches, and that was it.
You know who you stood then?
Yeah, exactly. It was much better then. Much better then. Waiting for your Spectrum 48K to
remember load. Dad's Army?
Oh, how can you forget? I mean, all of them are dead, apart from that one from EastEnders.
Yeah.
You know?
Trying to interview him for a radio show, but he was very elusive. I thought, mate, it's not like you've got a lot of Lyle's on at the moment, isn't it? You know
what I mean? What sort of things did he sort of say? What sort of things
I didn't deal with him. It was one of the researchers trying to get hold of him.
Lavender.
Yeah, Ian Lavender. Ian nothing against the blog. I like him.
No.
In fact, the other part I do, the socially distant sports bar part.
Yeah.
I did a clip the other day where Ian Lavender was on a go-kart with Windsor Davis and John Inman.
Oh, now you're talking.
With Ronnie Corbett as the referee.
Now that...
About a race.
Was that a thing that had been on TV?
I think it's called Seaside Special, 1975.
Seaside Special, yes, again... For the
John Inman with his gold sparkly helmet on.
Wonderful.
Ian Lavender dressed as Pike.
Wonderful.
And Windsor Davis shouting shut up like he did in It Ain't Half Hot Man.
That's good. And again, It Ain't Half Hot Man, Whispering Grass, Don Estelle.
Why Classic. Do you whisper green grass? Yeah. Didn't you say you saw Don Estelle selling tapes out of a suitcase?
Now, Don Estelle, Cumbrian Shopping Centre, circa about 19...
Well, just say, John, sorry... The people will love the Don Estelle stuff. The youngsters will love all this.
Yeah, the youngsters will go absolutely apeshit, especially the ones who watch
and
Love
all
Island.
The paranormal crowd will love all this.
Yeah, this is
tell,
really
tell what, us the tell us the stuff.
Well, it's my mate Jack Tracy, who him and his brother Dan. Dan lives in Africa now. Jack lives in.
You'd have to call your son Dick if your name was Tracy, wouldn't it?
Well, it's been said many times. It's been said many times. But
that must have been his nickname.
They've refused to use the word Dick in the family. Dicks are never mentioned in the family because of this pun. But Jack Tracy, circa 1991, 92, went shopping up to Cwmbran, which from Newport is a matter of 12 minutes in a car. Fantastic underground shopping facilities, covered shopping facilities, parking for over 2,000 cars, fantastic wheelchair access. And he went up there and Don Estelle had set up a trestle table and was selling tapes of his own music to members of the public. And Jack never bought one. And that was a really sad time because shortly afterwards, I think Don did pass away. Which again,
I'd love to have a Don. Imagine having a Don Estelle tape signed by the man himself.
Fucking amazing. Absolutely.
Mine made Little Ray and Barry. Mm. Looks just like Don Estelle. He does.
Get it. He needs to have the ruddy
cheeks.
And then
one Christmas, we had a party and he just came in the full pith helmet and shorts doing green grass. It was fucking hilarious.
Fucking, that's what you want to see. Anyone who looks like Don Estelle should make something of that because I'm sure.
Or should be compulsory.
Yeah. I think
if you look like anyone, really, you should be made to do that, you know.
All the time. Fun. All the time. Yeah, constantly. I think that's
I try and notice a lot of me, which surprises me. Yeah. Well, my wife and I often have a parlor game, if you like, where we sort of, not so much these days, but we used to go around town. If we were walking around town or driving around town, and you'd have to call out Shipman if you saw someone who looked just like Harold Shipman.
Good. Very
and there's
good.
Loads.
Yeah.
Look, even after Harold Shipman, loads of blokes of a certain age
have that
wear
look.
Those black glasses, that close crop grey hair and
yeah.
beard,
yeah.
and look just like Harold Shipman.
My mate's dad looked exactly the same as Harold Shipman, but I've never been able to this day, I've never mentioned it. I mean, this is between you and me and the listeners, but he clearly looked like Shipman. You know,
give us his name and then Reese can put the hockey music over the top.
It was get ready to put the hockey music. It was Misty from the band, his dad. Oh, okay. What's his dad's name actually? Jeff
Harold.
Edge.
Harold.
But of course, all those names must be bleeped
Doctor.
Out. They must be, yeah, Doctor.
Yeah, yeah, I should say so, yeah.
Dr. Harold Shipman.
Yeah, if you listen to this, Reese, although you have left, he's left the podcast.
Technically, he's gone. I mean, this is the second one in now, and we're just recording this ourselves. Like, the teacher's left the classroom.
Yeah, yeah,
the teacher's left the classroom.
Well, what he's saying, there was some sort of hurricane on the way to where he lives, Halifax, Nova Scotia. So maybe he's got to go and batten down the edges or something.
Well, the last thing he said to me was, I'm in the office at the moment, but I've got one of those doorbell cameras that allows me to see movement from my house. So if anybody comes to the front door, I can see it on my phone, like a remote camera. And he said, I just saw the wife left the house to walk to the end of the road to pick up the kids. She hasn't come back home yet. And then he said, I've got to go. So fuck knows, you know, some sort of disaster happened. I don't know. I don't know. God. But hopefully we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, yeah. I hope nothing bad has happened because you're going to feel absolutely awful.
The past sort of 4 minutes is just us talking about how we're going to record it. So,
yeah, yeah, no, that's fine though. But people like to see, it's like the Wizard of Oz. They like to see beyond the curtain. They like to see behind.
That's true.
What goes into a Smash It podcast?
Yeah, I mean, and again, you know, we're not, we haven't got guests. We haven't really.
We're just like a maths GCSE. We like to show our workings.
Yeah, exactly. Show your inner workings. Talking of which, how are your inner workings now? You stopped sweating a bit, or are you?
I've cooled down now, yeah. I'm okay. All right now.
That's good.
Stuck desperate to trying to lose weight again. Put on 10K again, didn't I, like an idiot?
Right, so if you've put on 10K, how is that chunking you up to the sizes when you were just really out of shape, or what is
that? No. I know any of that size. Oh,
that's fine then. That's fine. If you chuck 10K on, it's fine. Just carry on doing what you're doing. Have a Twix, a couple of cans, have a couple of fried breakfasts.
I lost 26K, didn't I? But I put 10K back on.
Okay.
So you get that 10K back on.
So the 10K, right, if you lost 26K, you put 10K back on, but any more, you turn into a bloater. But 10K is just enough where you can sort of keep going.
10K is like, you know, a lot of my trousers don't fit.
Yeah.
But it's not, I haven't gone past the point of no return again. So yeah.
That's cool. Just roll with that.
Do a few hours on the exercise bike.
Sweating.
Take a week off the booze.
Yeah. But of course you go into the cricket to do something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I will be drinking a hot water bottle full of warm vodka on Saturday.
So how will you get back from the cricket?
Train, I suppose.
Yeah.
I haven't thought that far ahead, really.
Yeah. See what happens, isn't it? It's fucking miles away, though, isn't it?
Manchester.
Fucking hell, I really wouldn't bother with that. Just put it on the TV.
No, you don't bother with a lot of stuff.
That's true. Anyway, I've got a very, very great bit of paranormal research that I thought we could drop in for today's.
Brilliant.
How are you feeling? Because I know there's a lot of excitement about, you know.
Oh.
Summer.
Absolutely. I literally cannot wait.
Okay. Well, let's build up to it. Mike, have you ever had a shit?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had a piss?
So I've never had, mate, a shit like the ones you have.
I've had some crazy ones in my time. You know, ideally what I like to do is I like to get up in the morning, I like to hit the coffee, and I like to get it out as fast as possible. I'm not one of these people who savors it and then around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon goes and sits on the toilet for 20 minutes reading the paper. I like to get in there. I like to get the vape on, suck in some fumes from that.
Don't take a vape in the bunk.
Now, what I'll do, Mike, is
you dirty little rat.
This is what it gets better. It gets better. Get on your phone. Get your news feed on. Find out what's going on in the world. In the left hand, in the right hand, you've got your vape. Start sucking that vape in after drinking a very strong cup of coffee, and then get that nicotine, get that going into you, and then just open the gates of hell and let
open the bomb doors. Right. Yeah.
Get it out. Fast and effective.
So, I mean,
SAS.
Yeah. I like the fact that one of the listeners, one of our many listeners, introduces dad to the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought his dad would appreciate it.
Oh, God.
Dad. He lasted about. I think he said his dad lasted less than 2 minutes, and said it was just two blokes talking about firing marshmallows up their arsehole.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
I was going to get offended, but I thought, no, his dad has absolutely nailed it bang on there.
Yeah, he's just pointed out what it is. You know.
Yeah.
I can't.
I mean, he's seen beyond the subterfuge.
I can't deny that. It's just it's just a horrible mess. Yeah. Talking of horrible messes, Mike, you've used the toilet in the past.
I have.
You've had some terrible times.
I haven't, no.
Are you akin? Are you familiar with, or are you a regular user of the toilet outside of your own home, Mike? Are you happy using public toilets?
No.
I'm not. Certainly not. But I found, like,
I've got to basically clean everything, cover it in paper.
Yeah.
But then, even then, your trousers are on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. And it's horrific. Horrible. It's horrific. Do you know what I do?
Do you end up sort of sitting down, holding the crotch of your trousers in your hand?
Yes,
so you don't touch the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just,
And if there's
places that don't even put like a coat hook on the back of the door, so you're trying to you've got nowhere to put if you got like a coat on or something.
Yeah.
It's just horrible, isn't it?
I've been known, if there is a coat hook on the back of the door, to take my trousers fully off and the pants.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah. I've done that. And I'll put two rows of toilet paper on the seat, then I'll put a crisscross formation of paper on the water because the splashback.
Oh, you don't want it splashing up? Yeah, good idea. I've never done that.
Oh, if you get that splashback up,
it's a game changer.
That can poison you for life. It can poison you for life. You've got to get that paper over the water. You've got to get your trousers and pants off on the coat hook.
Yeah.
And then, and only then will I do it, but it's very rare. But today, Mike, I found the most haunted toilets around the world. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
The most haunted toilets. Shall I just delve in straight in?
Well, if you can't delve into a toilet, what can you delve into?
Exactly. Toilets are the perfect.
Like train spotting.
Exactly that. It's covered in shit and taking heroin.
Yeah.
Toilets are the perfect setting for those jump out of your skin moments in horror films. The solitude and silence we often experience in bathrooms means that the perfect place to feel spooked. It's not surprising that people sense paranormal activity in the loo of all places. We've looked at some of the most haunted toilets around the world and their stories, starting with Frodsham Street, public toilets in Chester, England. Mike, have you ever been to Chester?
I'm going to say yes.
Did you have a piss or a shit?
I've gigged in Chester.
Did you have a piss or a shit while you were there?
I would have had a piss definitely if I was gigging, but I would not have had a shit.
Would you have come back the same night, so held the shit in, or?
Yeah, from Chester. So it was a decent drive, but I probably would have. It would have been earlier on in my career where I couldn't really afford the hotel. So I would have gone there, gigged, had a really good piss afterwards, and a can of Red Bull.
Yeah.
And then driven home. And then be a bit desperate for a shit then, because I've drunk Red Bull and taken Pro Plus and stuff.
Fuck. And that's where, you know, if you'd known about this toilet, yeah, you could have had a shit.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
Chester's rich history and ancient walls and buildings mean it's bound to host some ghouls. There's a famous ghost that...
Ghoulies,
exactly. Which, and when we say ghoulies, we mean penis and balls.
Gonads, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we mean. There's a famous ghost that frequents these male toilets who's said to have taken his life near the spot where they sit. The man, who's been nicknamed by locals as Tom, is said to wear clothing from the 50s or 60s and suddenly appears in the corner of the room. He's described by local newspaper, the Chester Chronicle, as one of the city's most disturbing ghosts, as he holds a razor blade to his wrists, letting his wounds bleed profusely. And he wasn't deterred when the city refurbished... This is grim. He wasn't deterred when the city's refurbished the loo in 2011. The sightings got worse. So, if you need to shit in Chester, maybe find an alternative, fellas. What do you think of that as number one in the list?
What a shit story.
It gets better, Mike. It gets better.
Good. Well, it literally could not get worse.
Bordnagar.
Even by your own low standards.
It will. Well, there's another nine of these to go, so we're digging deep here. Get that paper wrapped around your finger and get it right up you and scrape it all out, because we are going deep. Deep, deep, deep. Bordnagar Government Primary School, Pabnar, Bangladesh. Sad and spooky, this toilet could have been the cause of a child's death. In 2015...
Oh, what are you doing now?
They're the most haunted toilets. They've all got a sad story behind them.
Skip over that one and do the next one.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, that one was good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A load of kids went for shits and all died.
Yeah.
Right, okay, here we go. Slightly less depressing. Theatre Royal, Margate, England.
Now we're talking. I've been there as well.
Ever in Theatre Royal?
Oh, I don't know. I might have been a theatre, are there?
Okay. I mean, did you have a piss or a shit while you...
I tell you what, I fucking love Margate. What a place.
It's all
we went there before lockdown. The summer before lockdown, we went to Joe Wiley did a night there.
Right.
In the... is it Dreamland? The sort of... there's the big fun fair there.
Like a sort of pier-based... Victorian.
It's not really a pier though. It's on the main... it's on the main strip. But right. Margate's brilliant. It gets a bad press. I live in Margate.
I've been to Margate and I did quite enjoy it.
Stayed in a nice little hotel. Went to Dreamland. The gig was... the DJ gig was really good. There's loads of cool little pubs and a wicked little gin and tonic place up on the front.
Ooh, lovely.
And then the next morning,
you had a shit.
Even though there was breakfast included in the hotel.
Yeah.
The girl there beyond reception was very nice. Said, "Listen, why don't you? There's a brilliant place on the road. It's like a big red old double-decker bus.
Yeah.
Does the best breakfast in Margate." So you turn up there. It's parked right by the beach. You go... the downstairs is the kitchen, essentially.
Lovely.
You walk upstairs. There's tables and proper brown sauce. And you have a lovely breakfast, proper English cooked breakfast on a top deck of a double-decker bus overlooking the beach.
Lovely.
Get to Margate and have breakfast in the red bus.
Well, talking of brown sauce, Mike... there's a toilet in Margate that will scare the shit out of you.
To be fair, if I was in the toilet, the shit's come out of me anyway. That's all point of being there.
That's true. That is true. But it's so scary, shit will come out of your dick. Theatre Royal, Margate, England. This theatre is said to be one of the most haunted in southern England. There have been many sightings of different ghosts within the building, which burned down in 1829 and was rebuilt in 1879. Among them... Sarah Thorne, the actor, manager of the theatre, who was first spotted in 1918, and a man who jumped to his death from one of the boxes. However, we're most interested in the little girl ghost who reportedly causes chaos in the toilets. She's been said to...
have you read Harry Potter again, have you?
No, check this out. She's been said to open and shut cubicle doors, unwind toilet rolls, and spread hand soap across the floor. Watch your step if you visit here, because you might shit yourself. What do you think of that? Out of the first three, you know, you wouldn't let me read the second one because it was too depressing. First one was my man killed himself. Second one is a kid rubbing soap on the floor. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah.
Not scared yet?
No.
Okay. No. Well, as you know, our producer, who hasn't bothered turning up this time.
He's not here.
He's from Canada.
He's not coming back.
No.
He's not coming back.
I doubt it very much. Halifax, Canada.
That's where he's from.
That's where he's
from. Well, he's not from there. He's from the Gwent, but...
But he lives now in Halifax.
Yeah.
If he was to visit the Five Fishermen restaurant in Halifax, he'd shit himself, Mike. This fancy eatery was once used as a funeral home and held as many as 2,000 bodies. The home was synonymous with the Titanic tragedy.
Go on.
And a 1917 cargo ship explosion.
Tell you not on the Bee Gees.
So it's no surprise that... I've been in this...
I'm not singing it, Robin. You know I can't sing it, Robin. You're making me look a right fucking dick.
Just sing it, you fucking fella.
Just sing the fucking lyrics, all right? You just sing it, you bald fuck.
Oh, God. It's the ladies' toilets that have the pleasure of hosting the ghost here. Diners reported an angry male ghost and the ghost of a scared little girl. It's believed that she does not realise she's dead. Advice from the restaurant?
Where did you read this?
The internet. This is the internet.
I know it, yeah.
The next time you're at the Five Fishermen restaurant enjoying a wonderful meal or an evening of dining and you hear a crash.
Chinese meal.
A succulent Chinese meal. Have no fear, because no one will blame you.
Get your hands off my ghostly penis.
A Chinese meal, a succulent Chinese meal. I mean, it goes.
Oh, yes. I see you know your spectral judo well.
I've lied about this. There's not 10, there's 5, and I'm on the last one.
Ghostly democracy manifest. Go on in.
York Arms Pub, York, England. Ever been to York, Mike?
I haven't, actually. It's a place I'd like to go. I want to go to the Viking Museum.
I've been quite a few times. Funnily enough, I went there about 6-7 years ago. We did a gig, and there's a man in York called American Dennis. And American Dennis, as you may be able to tell, is American. Yeah. Now, we first met American Dennis at the Glastonbury Festival quite a few years ago. I was performing there.
Yeah.
And American Dennis was completely out of his mind, but he gave me a four-leaf clover that he'd put it in a sort of...
Found?
Not found, but he found it, but then he...
Preserved?
He preserved it in the type of plastic. He gave that to me in sort of a solid plastic. A couple of years later, I saw him in New York, and he gave us a weird blue powder that I refused to touch. Some of the other boys touched it and lost their minds. So if you do know American Dennis, stay away from him.
What if you just offended American Dennis? He likes this podcast.
I love American Dennis.
All he's ever done to you is give. He's asked for nothing back from you.
And he's a brilliant man.
He's given you a free four-leaf clover, and he's given you free blue dodgy drugs.
Yeah.
He hasn't asked you for payment for either of those things.
He's a wonderful man. He is a wonderful man. And if American Dennis, you are listening, then I'd love to see you again. But I don't want to imbibe any of the things.
So have a nice day.
have a nice day. You may have heard of the famous grey lady that appears around York. That's because there are so many of them. The city has a reputation for being the most haunted in the UK and has plenty of spooky pubs and alleys to back up the claim. There are just as many ghost walks, which will tell you the stories of these spectres. This particular ghost is said to be a nun. This particular ghost is said to be a nun.
For a tenner each every half an hour.
Yeah, right up. A nun who appears in the gents' bathroom.
Someone died.
Who died?
In this very room. Oh, God, did they?
Yeah.
And then I've like, they'll have, like, for some reason, they'll be in a room where they'll have bought from a secondhand shop an old rocking horse.
Yeah.
And some shit old dolls.
Yeah. Put them in a corner of the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a musty old bed.
If you come in here on the right evening, the rocking horse will move. And if you lie with your legs open, some things will go up yours, but not through your anus, through your cock hole, mate.
Why is this out of work Geordie actor working in York?
Don't ask how I got here, but I tell you, two divorces can put you in shit street. And that's how I've ended up telling the story of the rocking horse and the ghost that'll go up your dick eye if you choose to sleep in here for the night and then pay good money to stay with your legs open with your fucking pants off waiting for the rocking horse to move and the ghost to go up you, but not up your bottom, up your fucking dick eye, mate. That's the price of two divorces, that is. And that's how I've ended up here doing this every night for fucking 6 years, waiting for somebody to come along and fucking save us, or at least give us a fucking voiceover on an advert, or something on a fucking pantomime, or anything. I'll fucking do anything. I'll do guided tours around fucking Liverpool, anything to get me out of it, but nothing's come up. My agent hasn't rung for fucking 3 months. Just fucking believe me, the fucking rocking horse will do what it does, and a ghost will go up your cock eye. That's 14 quid. Who's next? Oh, God. Oh, spooky, isn't it? Fucking spooky. You try keeping that spooky every fucking night. Every fucking night. In this fucking haunted fucking toilet, hotel, whatever it is, I don't care. 14 quid, please, mate.
Stop it up.
Just give me 14 quid. Who's next? I'm not changing the story. That's what it is.
Oh. 14 quid.
14, not even enough to fucking get my own room. I sleep in here. You know that. I sleep in here with that fucking rocking horse and those fucking dolls. That's what I do. Two divorces.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We should stop. We should just stop.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. It's so hot in here. I can't do it. Oh, God. I'm sweating like a fucking maniac. Oh, God. We just have to end it here. We've done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
That's fine. There's loads of fucking. It's free, isn't it?
It's free. Exactly. They're not paying for this. I've got COVID, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What are you up to for the rest of the night now?
Nothing, no.
No, me neither. I'm just, you know. Oh, God.
Tell
them to just smash the like button.
Oh, yeah, smash it.
Brilliant. Follow, subscribe.
If you've got a Matron of the Paranormal.
Yeah, get them.
Get explained.
Anything like that.
Do yeah.
That. And we'll...
Get them to listen to this.
They can listen. Because no other fucker is.
No.
No. Fucking terrible. Terrible.
Fuck him anyway.
Oh, God. Indigestion's playing up.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's it, isn't it? We just...
That's the top one. Bob, I suppose, as they say.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Well,
More than enough.
Do we end? Do we just end?
I don't really know.
I don't ever know. Okay. If I stop it, I think it will just... So should we say goodbye to each other now as well? Like, because I...
Yeah, if you want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever's easy for you. Right?
Yeah.
Or we stop this and then you can give me a ring and I'll talk to you about tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I'll press stop, and if it does stop, I'll ring you. But if it doesn't stop, but it stops the recording, I'll carry on talking to you.
Well, there we go.
Okay, so I'll press stop. So for the sake of the podcast, this is...
We're going to get a car and drive anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
We normally do that.
Right? Okay, yeah. So the car today will be... Do you want to pick a car?
Oh, I'll have a Mazda Bongo then.
Classic. So there's room for us in there and room for a kitchen and a bed. Yeah. I'll get in the driving seat. You pick the song. Let's go.
A bit of John Denver. Lovely. I imagine we're going like camping and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Lovely.
I can't think of any John Denver song.
What about Simon and Garfunkel? Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Ooh, that, what's that one?
All comes flying back to me in shaded mediocrity.
Yeah.
And every smiling face I see reminds me that I'd long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my balls are aching. Home. My cock is faking. Oh, when my anus shaking silently for you.
Silently for me.
Wonderful. Take it to the railway station. I'm a big fan of masturbation. I got my cock and balls in hand. It's not the way I had it planned. I'm lowering my anus on a 3'7" umbrella stand. The fuck it is.
Well, let's just, we better go.
Yeah, fuck a minute.
Yeah, fuck him. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.